Now we're tasting something completely different, a pink non-alcoholic gin. This is actually a great example of how Swedish drinking culture is evolving.
Less booze, more flavour?
Exactly. In just a few years, a whole new category of drinks has emerged. Non-alcoholic no longer means boring. It's a world of its own, filled with flavours, aromas and expression, and this one is a true pioneer.
It's a bold move, calling something gin when there's no alcohol in it.
Absolutely. But it's about the craftsmanship. Instead of removing something, they've added spices, herbs, and in this case, rhubarb, green tea, ginger, and traditional gin botanicals. It's a flavour experience, not an imitation.
A drink with its own identity.
And it's become very popular, especially in bars and restaurants. It really says something about where we're heading.
Let's take a look. The colour is a soft pink, very inviting. I give it a little swirl, and what I first pick up is a fresh aroma of rhubarb and green tea.
Delicate but distinct.
Indeed, and when we taste it, first something bright and slightly tart, probably the rhubarb, then the spice starts to build. Ginger, a hint of cinchona bark, and just a touch of pepper. There's also a dry herbal note, maybe from the juniper.
So it's light and deep at the same time?
Exactly. There are several layers here, and the finish, there's a peppery warmth that lingers. It's definitely a grown-up flavour.
It really feels mature.
Well, yes, alcohol-free, but far from childish. This is a drink to sip slowly, ideally in a beautiful glass with plenty of ice and maybe a sprig of rosemary.
Like taking up space without having to apologise?
Exactly, a non-alcoholic drink with attitude.
Now it's time for the next taste illustration. Pick up drink number 4 from the Sip-O-Matic, a truly exciting one. Then head over to the Wise Woman on the wall marked Absolutely Pure. You'll find her next to the glass jar with a snake inside. Scan the QR code on the tag to continue listening.